Shut the front door. It's going back doors. And we're outdoors again. Hello. Happy Memorial Day to anyone out there getting drunk for me. We did it for you guys last night.
I'm so hungover.
Welcome to episode 64. We're coming to you at a monotone level because we both had quite a bit to drink last night.
The energy is going to be pretty awful on this podcast.
Dalton figured out he likes wine. Mm-hmm. It was a Merlot, right? It was the wine we figured out you liked.
It was a Monastello or something like that.
We're fucking retarded. It's Italian. We don't respect them. They lost a world war.
Monastello.
Kama Sutra. All right, that's
something cool. Like it sounds like it's Russian almost. I don't know.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Shades activated.
Yeah.
Played a bunch of drunken 2K last night. That was pretty fun.
Yep.
Dalton again has learned, don't test me, son.
Didn't I win twice?
You won one game.
I'm pretty sure I won twice.
You beat me once.
No, I beat Mike once.
Yeah.
And I beat you.
Yeah. So he wanted to do blacktop draft.
I wasn't going to play Mike again because I already beat him once. You know?
You didn't want to give him a chance. Eminem's taking a shit.
Hell yeah.
An old man, shaky shit. That poor guy.
His computer's currently working its ass off.
Jesus Christ.
I've never heard it be that loud. That's nice.
It sounds like cool. It's taking off.
Great. You
been smoking around it? Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I wouldn't think that'd have anything to do with it. I think it's the 16 gigabytes of Fury that are struggling right now to keep up with the 4K. Of fury. So.
Everything's a fury today.
I might be bringing an iMac around with us here in a minute if this thing shits out.
Fucking.
And I will be protecting that thing with my life. I'll put it in a fucking, like, one of those gun cases you can get. Like a massive one.
Yeah. One that, like, only opens to your fingerprints or some shit.
Yeah. No. I was just thinking the foam would be nice to protect the fancy ass
You are being summoned, old man.
Medic? Whatever that fucking word is. I'm too hungover for this shit. What did we have on that fucking list last night?
A bunch of racisms.
You want to talk about Scottie Pippen?
Never added that to the list.
Well, I remembered.
But way to go, Dalton. Recall.
Yep.
Yeah, Scottie Pippen is a jaded bitch. Yeah, he said Michael Jordan wasn't a good basketball player.
Actually, I think his exact words were he was horrible before I got there. You know, kind of like Dwayne Wade was horrible before LeBron got to Miami.
Oh, yeah, of course. Chris Bosh was nothing before LeBron. Duncan was horrible at basketball before he met Popovich.
I was going to say... Mono Ginobili.
Yeah, he was notoriously really bad at basketball until he got on a team with Tony Parker.
Yep. That number one pick he didn't deserve to be picked at.
Not at all.
Yeah, and the Spurs took a lucky guess.
A lucky freaking guess on a first pick of the draft. One of the most prestigious things. What did Scottie get picked at? I know you know this, you tism.
It was like 14th pick or something like that.
All right, so
the Sonics.
The 14th
or
pick.
Or 5th pick. 5th pick.
Oh, okay, 5th.
But
still a lottery pick.
In Scottie's defense, I will say I kind of see where he was going with it, like saying Jordan was a horrible teammate, maybe. Like his playmaking wasn't great. He was very selfish with the ball.
Fair.
Sure. Also, what teammates did he have, you know? And you're dirty. You got dirty real quick. You got dirty real quick, Maggie.
Yes.
We got some wild pups goofy, out in the
dog.
Yard.
You goofy, goofy dog. Don't knock anything over, please. This stuff is...
If you want to come see me, come around, dude.
You're a good girl.
That's why the camera is closest, as close to the table as I could get it.
So it's not in the yard. What's up, boy? What up? Yep. How you doing, good girl? Hi, good girl.
But the fact also needs to be pointed out that...
That's a retarded take.
Well, no. Right? No. Scottie Pippen is going through a tough time right now, right?
Yeah, he is.
I think we can all admit that it would be rough for anyone.
Could you say it's also a hard time?
It's a hard time.
It's a very hard time.
I love the soundboard.
Oh, God damn it. It makes us up for us being assholes.
But, yeah, it's a hard time for him, you know? His wife, didn't she leave him? Right.
She left him, and it's a hard time she's getting.
It's very. Hey, you know what? Who's worse, him or Will Smith? You know.
Hey, at least Scottie Pippen didn't.
Hey, don't dig.
Didn't try to beat up a guy that was like the least tough guy on the planet.
Maggie,
did you just burn?
She just put her nose right in the cigarette.
Oh my God, you little dummy!
Are you okay, Maggie? You okay?
All right, she's...
She is wrapping herself
up. She's getting caught, all right.
Okay, you hang out there.
She tried to take a nose rip of a ciggy.
Your nose okay? You're good. She's good.
Yeah, this just in Dalton Gaslight's animal view.
She is a sweet dog. That was not... on purpose. Okay? I know. Let's not even act like that was on purpose.
I watched your little dumbass just waddle up and just boop it.
You know how many times I have tried to avoid that with her? She's the only dog that's like, what is that?
Never learns.
Yeah. Every time.
What a weird dog.
Well, she's just very curious and she listens, so she's a good girl.
You're a good girl.
Yeah.
I'm just crazy.
This just in, that dog's a good girl.
Yep. But anyways, who's worse, Scottie Pippen or Will Smith?
100% Will Smith.
Okay.
100,000% Will Smith.
But what's the difference between those two, really, at the end of the day? Both their wives leave them and then talk absolute horrendous shit about both of them.
Will Smith's wife never left him.
I thought they filed for divorce, finally.
Did they?
I think they finally did. I thought that's what... Or maybe that was just like a will he, won't he kind of thing still.
We're gonna find out.
Yeah, you look that up.
Feverishly typing.
But yeah. There has to be some...
They're not getting divorced.
They're not getting a divorce. Well... Still a shitty situation. I would say, being optimistic for Will Smith, optimistic for Scotty, you're going to lose your wife to somebody.
Wouldn't it be the spawn of a goat?
Yeah, the spawn of the goat, you know? So,
I would much rather have my wife get banged out by Michael Jordan's son than some random drug addict 20-year-old I let move into my house.
I would choose nobody, so that's...
I mean, but you have to choose somebody in the scenario. It's
that's not how that's
works. All right, so if you're getting cucked, Dalton. You don't have a choice.
You're
here.
The one that wants
to... Gun to your head. Gun to your head, you're getting cucked.
Shoot me, then.
And then you're going to ruin two people's day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What an asshole.
Yep, that's what I'm here for.
Wake up, Penetrator! Get some W in your cup! W, brother, is a jitterless, sugarless energy drink brought to you by W.GG. And it's packed good with caffeine and other goodness to just wake you up and put a real kick in your pants to start your day. If you know what I'm saying.
Brother.
Yeah, it tastes good.
The lovely flavor we have in said cup is... Ooh. Galaxy Grenade.
How long have I been asleep?
Hours.
I've been up cooking, brother.
Did we finish the podcast?
I did. I don't know about you, but I had W in my cup, so I stayed wide awake the entire time. I felt sharp, but not on edge. And that's a good distinction with your uppers in your life, folks.
I think I fell asleep during a UFC rant.
Possibly. That is usually a going back door exclusive, is me ranting about the UFC being shit, even though I love it.
Are we in the middle of an ad?
Yeah, we're doing an ad right now, brother, for W.
Oh, yeah. What do you got here?
That is the Galaxy Grenade, brother. That is one of the wonderful flavors brought to you by W. And I know other people are asking, like, do they make any other potential flavors besides...
What other flavors do they have?
They have a wonderful Calo Cream, friend.
Do you have any? Where did this come from?
A gift from the Dubby Gods, that's what it is.
I guess.
Calo Cream. It's a mango orange dreamsicle concoction packed to the brim.
I definitely didn't throw this to myself. I don't know where this came from.
With goodness. I know we didn't throw it to ourselves, Dalton. It was a gift from the Dubby Gods.
Dubby Gods?
The Dubby Gods.
No.
And that is GBD Pod.
Well, as the late, great Biggie Smalls once said, WWW, can't you see? Sometimes you're... just awakens me. You know? So, maybe I need more. Maybe I'll be more awake.
You take enough, you might see Biggie Smalls. WWW, can't you see? All these other hosts don't fuck with me. I have murdered Dalton. So, yeah. GBD Pod. For 10%
holy
off
shit.
Your entire W order, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm definitely awake now.
W is a cheaper alternative to the powdered G Fuel. It is delicious, tastes great, jitterless energy, folks, that is brought to you at a level and stable delivery system. Ooh. It's more like the time release Adderall instead of just railing the motherfucker, you know?
It's making me cry, I'll tell you what.
The W's so good you cry about stuff. It.
It's good stuff. What was the promo code again?
GBD Pod for 10% off your entire W order at w.gg. GBD Pod for 10% off.
Isn't there also a quick link on the website?
Fuck, there might be a quick link on the website. GBD goingbackdoor.com.
Yeah, goingbackdoor.com. They should check that out too.
Yeah, there's a nice link there that can take you to the lovely w.gg. GBD Pod for 10% off. GBD Pod.
You think we should send it back to the episode?
I think we should potentially. Take it back to the show.
One more thing. Sing it with me. WWW, can't you see?
You look like Scooby-Doo if he was, like, anorexic. You look like Scooby-Doo, but she's like Anne Frank. I know, she's a healthy dog, she's a thin breed.
She has thinned out, but I think it's from, like, more exercise lately.
She looks a lot stronger. Yeah. Looks like she's getting more walkies.
Yeah, she's always been naturally strong, though. I mean, she is a brute.
What fucking... Is she a German Shepherd mix?
That's what we think.
She's got to be mixed with something weird. She's got
lab in her. Lab. German Shepherd mix, probably. Something like that.
Yeah, but she doesn't have, like, any of the markings of a Shepherd, which is weird.
Yeah. She's kind of got the face of it, but that's...
Yeah, face and the ears. 100% Shepherd. Yeah. But everything else, she just looks like a thin lab.
Yep. Very sweet dog, though.
So we're breaking down Dalton's dog here. It's a good build. Good build.
Yep. This is the content you tuned in for, isn't it?
Oh, God damn it. I already put my phone up, and we need the list. Son of a bitch.
That's great. Good work, Todd.
So there's been no developments in John Morant's retardation case?
No, there hasn't.
Get out of here, Carpenter B, you son of a bitch! Fucking buzz up on me, cuz.
It's going to be a lot of that lately, or today.
God damn, that actually startled the fuck out of me.
Yeah, they're everywhere out here.
The Bloodline has fallen. Dalton made me watch that last night. That was pretty cool.
Yep, it was a good...
The Usos betrayed Roman Reigns and let him lose to Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. It was pretty cool. It was pretty legitness. Yep.
It was
did you like that?
It was a good finish, really, you know? I'm glad that...
How long has that shit been running? Because it seems like anytime you told me anything about wrestling, it's been about the Bloodline shit for the last, like, 6 years.
It's been, like, 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Of this. Yeah. Worth really, it all kicked off with Roman kind of just beating up Jay a lot. And then that's kind of how it's devolved into where we are now. Which is cool. There's a documentary you can watch on YouTube about it. Well, it's not a documentary. It's more they just, like, it's pinpoints of different...
It's like a video essay.
Big part. Yeah, yeah. And they, like, show the different things that led up to where we are now. It's pretty cool. It's finally fallen. Hopefully Roman drops the belt some point soon.
No, I think he's not. There's no way. They're going to keep him around because everyone wants to see him lose.
Yeah, they'll probably run this for God knows how long.
It's Vince McMahon. He knows what he's doing.
Vince McMahon is not in charge anymore.
At all?
Nope. I thought Triple H is running creative.
Oh.
So, I have hope that they'll do something.
I mean, that's pretty cool, though.
Yep.
At least having, like, an old wrestler be in charge of it, that's nice.
Yep. Felt needed.
Boom.
Felt needed. What else did we have on that list?
Season 7, baby. Season 7.
Season 7?
Yeah, Celtics in 7.
Oh. Well.
I don't think the Heat's going to do shit. Tonight's the game. I'm going to watch it with the boys.
I was really hoping for Miami. To be honest. Still kind of hoping for Miami. I like Jimmy Butler. But I think we'll end up with a better series if it's the Celtics versus the Nuggets. So
I feel like the Celtics are still going to get swept by the Nuggets.
Yeah, but it'll probably be closer games than
it'll be more fun to watch.
than Miami versus the Nuggets because really, yeah, Miami's good and everything and blah, blah, blah and yada, 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 but... We've seen Jimmy go to the finals before and carry a team. I have a feeling it'll end the same way. Him just being exhausted and feeling like he's getting the shit kicked out of him.
How Joker looked basically game 3 and 4 of their series. He looked beat up and tired and hungover.
Yeah.
And they turned it on the second half, of course.
That kind of... Well, he's had some time off, too.
Now he has, yeah.
With this, so that's... He's going to be... Rested up, too.
Rested, ready to go. Ready to bring the Serbian carnage.
So that'll be good for him. Of course, that just means... I don't know what that means.
Hi, little Coop.
Maggie, you're wanting to the side.
You're being beckoned, ma'am.
Maggie, go. Go. Hello, Baby Cooper. Baby Cooper has joined us.
Small Coop, indeed. I believe last time, didn't he sit on my lap? We did this outside.
He did climb up on your lap.
Oh shit. You okay, buddy?
You're going to just try to take down everything, right?
Yeah, fuck the establishment.
He wants sole attention.
He does deserve
it. Please do not piss on stuff.
Very good boy.
That would be Jasper's move. He's going to come out here and piss on stuff.
I'll be mean to him.
I'll
tell him not to.
I might yell at him, being honest.
Tell him, don't you dare. Don't you
that.
Do it.
Don't do that. That's electronic. That is a bad idea.
What, bitch?
Stop. Stop.
Dalton got to witness a domestic violence. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I didn't witness. I just heard about it.
I beat the shit out of my girlfriend in front of him.
That is not
I
what happened.
I beat her to death. A double legger. Fucking fed her like 46 elbows.
No, that's not what happened.
Like a rock and sock and robot, you know?
Nope. Todd got beat up by a trans person.
Have you seen Jake Shields on Twitter recently?
Is that the guy that, or lady, or they no. that beat your ass?
No, god damn it. Jake Shields is a former MMA fighter. He's a friend with, like, Nick and Nate Diaz, part of the Scrap Pack Boys.
Mm-hmm.
On Twitter, he's like, bring me 10 trans men. I'll fight all of them back to back to back to back in the same night, and I guarantee none of them will beat me. Yeah, he's taking those T dudes back to back to back to back to back to back. I can't believe you've done this.
Okay.
That was Dalton's music producing skills, if you want more of that.
I stole up. That off of YouTube.
Oh, shit. I thought you actually made that. He's a fucking thief. He's a thief and a liar. You cannot be trusted.
I don't know, bitch. Where's the fried chicken?
Stole that off Instagram.
Everyone wants to know, bitch, where's the fried chicken? Hey, right, Scott? Coop? Jesus, man.
Oh, come on. I'm Jewish, you asshole. Stop rubbing it in. Hey, my name's not even Scotty.
I like that one. That one's fun.
What? I had a good Jewish joke last night.
I don't remember.
Oh, god damn it. It wasn't bad against Jews. It was about Christians. Oh, Christians are epilogue Jews. They're after the story. Give me that.
That was lame as fuck.
Give me that.
I'm not giving you a handshake on that. That sucked.
That was pretty good.
If that's what you're wanting.
We all cackled about it last night. Fucking bitch.
I don't remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
I would have laughed at anything last night. I was so fucking shit-faced. Okay.
The last 45 minutes before he leaves, he's sitting over in my recliner exactly like this, praying mantis hands just right over his little chest.
I was pretty fucked up. It was pretty bad.
He proceeded to drink a bottle and a half of wine.
I drank 3 little bottles of wine.
That equals one bottle.
Yes, and then I drank a quarter of that other one. Which I realized when I got home.
Was a hard quarter?
No, when I got home. This morning, actually. I took a sip of that wine. I was like, this stuff is not that great.
Like, no, it's like garbage.
It's like shitty Kool-Aid.
Yeah, that's why people buy Boone's Farm.
But it's $4, so that's why it's worth it.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I, for one, will not go cheap again and probably...
And that one wine you found is really good.
Yeah, it was only $10, so...
And that's about as good wine gets.
I did get another bottle, so...
Around $10 to $15, that's about the top.
Yeah,
everything over that's silly, unless you're getting like Buffalo Trace.
That's whiskey, you dumb motherfucker.
I know, but that's a different hard liquor. Is wine a hard liquor? What is it considered?
It's considered wine. Hard liquor would be like whiskey, vodka. I think wine's like its own little thing.
So do you remember saying, hey, this tastes like grapes? Because that was by far one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire fucking life.
I didn't know what wine was made of.
You really didn't?
No. Okay.
Not as bad as my girlfriend thinking cranberries or pomegranates.
Swallow the gold! Size the prize! It's 8 o'clock, motherfucker! It's
you! I'm gonna go to the gym after this, too.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
I thought about it.
That is the cutest little shovel I've ever fucking seen. I swear to God, man.
That's for the... I got that from my great-grandma, I believe.
Oh, I thought your mom was using them like her flower beds.
Likes a lot of gardening. I used that for the fire.
Oh.
Pit, yeah. Do you remember last time you were here, there was a bunch of wood that was stacked right here behind us? And it was all junk piles.
Yeah.
And it looked like ass. Yeah, I spent like a solid 2 days cleaning this up. Burning all that old... junk.
Professional work for the podcast.
Hmm?
Release into the atmosphere, you know?
Yep.
Going back to where we burned trash.
It wasn't trash, it was just like junk wood. That looked not appealing.
EPA, then. Suck my dick from the back, bitch. I mean, I'm still upset with Twitter, by the way.
There was probably paint and stuff. Oh yeah, we never talked about that. What happened there?
Okay, so I went on a little spree of just like shit tweeting. Random people, and it wasn't always like bad stuff, and especially this one instance was nothing bad in any shape or capacity.
We're fine. It's fine.
You fucking son of a bitch with a Jeep. Go roll 35 miles an hour down a gravel road and tell me how tough you are, you son of a bitch. I swear to God. But, yeah. So, yeah, I had a tweet that was accompanied by a video from a good fella named Mike Perry. Mike Platinum Perry. A black man in this day and age. Just struggling to find his way. And anyway, he was dancing to some Cupid K-pop song. It's a really cute song. And he's doing a little dance. And I retweeted it and said, if you don't think Mike Perry is a national treasure, you can suck my dick from the back with your thin, greasy-ass lips, you dirty bitch. And apparently Twitter didn't like that. I thought we were doing all free speech now. What happened to that, Mr. Musk? You fucking smelly ox.
Loser.
Yeah, what a fucking loser, mate. What a fucking loser. I didn't even say anything mean. And the reason they said it was reported is because... Oh, it was a threatening tone you used against somebody.
That's what I'm hearing right now, I'm sorry.
How can I threaten somebody suck my dick from the back? How is that a threat?
I think it's auto-generated, like they pick up on certain words.
So the suck my dick.
Yeah, it's probably
I do follow a lot of New York guys. So
that's probably what happened, yeah.
They're like, this guy's going to kill somebody. He said suck my dick.
No, they were probably like, that's hurtful, we can't have that. But then it probably gets reviewed, and they're like, oh.
No, I appealed the bitch.
It's a joke.
It didn't work. I had to take the tweet down.
Well, then they probably...
I was pissed.
Don't fuck with it.
I'm still pissed. But I'm not fucking...
It doesn't matter. Twitter's dead.
How is Twitter dead?
It's dead. Who gives a shit? I mean... It's dead because I said it's dead. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That's how that works.
All right.
My own little...
Your own little world. Twitter doesn't exist.
Yep. Twitter doesn't exist. Instagram is on its way out, too, probably.
There's thoughts. Instagram will never leave us.
And TikTok sucks.
Yeah, you're not wrong. But again, there's thoughts. So it will never leave us.
I don't even think it's thoughts. I think it's just mindless videos people can watch.
Yeah. No, that's exactly what
it is. That's what it comes down to. Kind of like this... whole podcast, but whatever.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. We just don't have thoughts.
This is, I mean, we rely on a soundboard way too goddamn much, if we're being honest. I mean, it's pretty pathetic.
Hey, it's top tier comedy. I don't know what you're talking about. Carrot Top had a whole career without even making a joke. You know what I'm saying?
My balls are hot. Yeah.
My balls are hot. It's fucking steamy today, dog.
Yeah, that's why I'm in shorts and a t-shirt. You showed up in an... Okay, Todd shows up in a hoodie and jeans, and it's 85 degrees outside.
I also have long socks on, yeah.
I'm doing a podcast with a legitimate moron.
Hey, I like the shirt, though. It's Toys for Tats. It stands for something cool. What's your shirt stand for?
It's a Young and Reckless t-shirt I've had for years.
Fucking dated and gay?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wasn't that one of Rob Dyrdek's boys that started that?
Mm-hmm. Drama, I think.
DJ Drama, the Big Cat.
Big Cat was his brother, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean.
Don't ever challenge my knowledge about Fantasy Factory.
I fucking loved Fantasy Factory. I loved Rob and Big a lot more, though.
It was good, yeah. It was good.
Anyway, I showed up for Fantasy Factory just for the hope of watching Chanel West Coast getting fucking wrecked every episode. It only happened like once, but it was pretty good.
She got
chipped a tooth with a dodgeball, right?
Yeah, I remember that. Because didn't he... Somebody threw the ball, and it hit her in the face. And they're like, oh, sorry, it won't happen again. And then Rob literally kicked a ball right into her face on accident.
As hard as he possibly could,
like a second later. Yeah. Funny as shit. And then she walks off crying, which was kind of sad, but also hilarious.
Anytime white women get hurt, I'm happy about it.
That's a fucked up statement.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
A quote, you F me.
We're going back to the quote, you F me. Oh, we got a little coupe on the trick.
Yep. What else do we have on that godforsaken list we can talk about?
The Phoenix Suns still don't have a fucking coach. They still fired Monty Williams for pretty much no goddamn reason.
This is week two of Todd bitching about Phoenix Suns not having a coach.
I just want them to get rid of Aiden. That's it. Get rid of Aiden. Fuck Chris Paul. I'm over having hope in him. I'm over it. Fucking blow it up, start over again.
Yeah, maybe.
Because Devin Booker's not that guy.
Yeah.
He's fucking Zach LaVine, just less talented. Less athletic Zach LaVine. There we go.
There you go. That's a little better.
Because he's still a volume scorer. He'll put up 40 points. He's going to shoot every fucking shot that game, but he'll give you 40 points.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. Play some defense, buddy. Get a rebound or something. I don't know. What's your assist numbers like? Not good. Fuck Devin Booker. God damn it. Fuck the Phoenix Suns.
You should just find a new team.
I've been thinking about it.
Let's see. Let's... All right. So, I'm going to name a few teams.
Probably Kings. I like De'Aaron Fox. Kings or Wolves?
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man? Bro, I'm out, man. That nigga's tripping.
Dude, wait, why? We can't have that. I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, probably the Sacramento Kings. What? What's your fucking recommendation? The fucking Bulls? What have you bitches done in the last 20 years? Ruined the one player's career? The one guy that was a shining light since fucking Jordan?
I was going to say you could go with, I don't know, a young team that's fun to watch. That also the franchise doesn't have a history of being absolute garbage and fucking it all up.
That's just Sandone's retarded.
No, that's just your problem with the Kings and the Wolves.
Yeah, the organization They're sucks, but the teams are so fun to watch.
They're going to fuck it up.
Oh, yeah. I almost guarantee Anthony Edwards got maybe one more season in Minnesota before he's just gone.
I think the Spurs got a bright future. Or...
With Victor, yeah.
Dallas.
I fucking hate Kyrie with a passion, though.
Kyrie's leaving.
Is he going to Taiwan yet?
He's probably going to the Lakers, if we're being honest.
I mean, fucking more power to him. Ruin that team too, buddy.
And the Bulls will probably somehow get D'Angelo Russell, and I'll be looking for a new fucking team.
We can go shopping together, buddy.
God damn it.
I do like the Spurs, though.
You motherfuckers are going to push me to start watching the fucking Bucks or some shit. I hate myself.
Why? So you can finally get a win on your TV for once?
Yeah. Yeah. I can remember what it's like to have a team that doesn't suck ass.
Hey, I feel the same, except at least...
No.
Oh, no. We're pretty...
Hello, Penetrators. Welcome to GBD Shop ad here on your favorite podcast.
Going back to work. Shut the front door. It's going back door.
What do we got on the going back door website?
We have a fucking hat.
Shop page.
We have trucker hats. Complete with a nice little piece of ribbon across the front like the old school truckers used to wear. And like the late great Biggie Smalls, we have t-shirts. And on top of t-shirts... We have mugs. Shut the front door. It's going back door. It's the nice slogan that we're running here for the Penetrators.
Yeah, they could have looked better, but whatever. Anyways, yeah, the shirts are great. The hats are good. We couldn't afford to buy multiple for both of us. So buy more or buy some. And
maybe I'll put a shirt on.
Support us. Maybe Todd will put away his nipples.
All three of them.
And I'll put away my hairline. As the late great Justin Timberlake once said, we're bringing sexy back.
Yeah!
With GBD shop at goingbackdoor.com. So check that out. You'll love it.
And like the late great Kobe Bryant.
Oh, God, here we go.
You won't be able to hear women say no while wearing a GBD pod. Acquired hat,
Because you won't hear them over your awesomeness.
Exactly. You won't be able to hear them over your clout.
Chains are not included.
Yeah. Basically, Ja Morant should just buy one of our shirts instead of waving a gun on Instagram.
Okay.
Then black people back might respect him. Back to the episode. Much in the same boat. We have one guy who gets paid way too much money for being good at putting the ball in the hole, and that's it.
If I'm going to pick another team, it's probably going to be Miami.
Yeah. I know you love Jimmy Butts. Jimmy Buckets.
I love Jimmy Butler.
God damn, brother.
Sweating your ass off?
Fuck yeah, I am.
I feel great.
Oh. You're lucky you fuckers can see the bottom half of my body, or I'd take my pants off, you fucking bastards. Oh, good lord.
This just in. Todd's trying to strip.
Probably make a lot more money that way.
I doubt it.
Brother, I'm pretty flexible, all right? I guarantee these old women watch me drop down into the splits with a G-string. They won't know how to process it, dog.
I think that's not going to happen. That's a bad idea.
Bust down Tatiana on your whole backyard right now, I swear to God.
I reiterate. No.
There's not a school close enough by so I can get naked. Fuck them.
I have a shovel, and I'm not afraid to use it.
I have a small shovel.
Small shovel. I've got a big snow shovel over there. We'll figure something out. Okay? We'll fuck around and figure something out here. Oh, shit. So, besides the sun's being ass.
You watched my stand-up set, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay, do you want to talk about that?
I don't really know what we could talk about there. It was Todd did stand-up again. It was basically, yeah.
The 9/11 joke landed.
Yeah, you're improving. I don't know. I'm trying to remember what it fucking was, because
it was a little late until the night when I showed you.
Yeah.
You know. I fucked up the governor of the governor of Florida. I said he was a senator. My apologies, Ron DeSantis.
You just
they're little sparrows fighting.
Yeah, we got birds and shit back here.
Real wildlife podcast. That's what you turn in here for, folks.
Yep, we got birds, knees, trees,
squirrels,
tomatoes,
beans, greens, tomatoes.
Man, they got tattoos and some nappy-headed hogs there.
We got those too. So,
by definition, I would have to be both of those.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. We're halfway through this shit. Holy
shit. Oh, my God.
This is crazy. This is ridiculous. Okay, what else is on that fucking list?
Jimmy Buckets is MJ. That's what you put?
Yeah, I would argue he's this generation's MJ. What do you think about that?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, next topic.
He looks a lot like him, but like shit, he's not. I'm sorry. He's doing his best.
I quit caring. Immediately.
We also have some Texas school superintendent goes viral.
Oh my God, this is okay, this is great.
And we got our game after this.
Huh?
We got our little game after this.
Well, we're not gonna do that.
Okay, wow. And the trash levels keep going up.
Dalton forgot to do that.
Oh.
Part of the producing.
I mean, that's fine.
But anyways, let me pull this up real quick. Pretty sure I do not have Instagram on here, do I? Okay. Back to soundboard with you then.
Do you have a brief synopsis, or are you just...
Okay, so... I am going to show you some video coverage of this, Todd.
Okay.
What
do we got?
Mainly because I can't remember the dude's fucking name. And now I'm trying to remember where I saw this shit at, so I'm pretty sure I saved it. Hold up one sec.
Hold up. Just wait a minute.
1 second. And did it not save? This just in. Instagram sucks.
Okay. You're not wrong.
Wait, no. It's right here.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen this?
Yeah.
My legal name is Greg Gay. I was bullied one day at lunch. I had my head shoved in father's drawer and put it in my mouth. I had nobody in the school system to help me. Lance, you were the one that shoved my head in the urinal. Mr. Pinky.
Okay, so Lance is a superintendent.
And he's a bully.
In some county.
He peaked so hard in high school he never wanted to leave.
Well, there's more. There's more to this story, actually.
Didn't he step down?
He did step down, eventually, but this was after numerous people had stepped forward and said that he was a bully, that he had done other stuff.
XYZ, I'm a bad person.
There was something else he did that I can't remember. Look it up. I don't fucking know. What are we here
Greg
for?
Greg Gay.
What do you think this is, the news? Yeah, so he did all that shit. But it made you think. It makes you think, you know? 10 years from now.
How many people are going to say I was a drug addict piece of shit?
When Todd has, you know, his first YouTube special that has 20,000 viewers.
If I get that lucky.
25, maybe. On a good day. I'm going to step forward and say you shoved my head in the toilet. Pay me, bitch.
just come up with just like bold-faced lies. Just, yeah, he beat me every single day of the podcast. Yeah. I was a slave.
After the podcast, he'd hit me over the head with a laptop every day.
And he made me pay for the laptops. You got to cry while you do it, too.
No, I'm going to do straight face. I'm so emotionally damaged. All this pain and torture this man has provided in my life.
You need to watch the new Nick Cage movie.
I am Nick Cage. Fuck you talking about.
Would you look at that? Wow. The movie's about a sociopath and his sociopath daughter. It's pretty good. It's in, like, Western times.
Wow. Nick Cage still does movies?
Yeah. Yeah, he did a weird vampire movie.
Oh. Yeah, I remember that part.
Yeah, here recently. It's like a sequel to a really old movie from, like, the 20s. God damn, we get it. Your dick doesn't work.
Did you like how crotch rocket.
Did you like how you revved up right then?
That was a crotch rocket.
Yeah, it was. It was a nice one, too. It was a jixer.
Yeah. Anyways,
listen to him. You can hear him run from his gay thoughts.
You have experience in that, don't you?
Not fast enough.
This also just in. Todd has a mangina, apparently, in Cody's dreams.
That was one of the wildest fucking things I have ever read in my entire fucking life. God, dude. We overshare, right, guys? No one responds, and then he goes into, let me tell you about this dream where you had a pussy, bro, and then you roasted me about having a pussy, bro.
I was like, what the fuck are we doing?
Why was I the one with the pussy?
Well... I don't think I have to give you much on that. Is that working right now? Yeah, we're fine.
Yep. I'm just gonna move away from that so I don't hit it. Yeah, we're still going. We're podding strong today, brother.
I don't know if we're podding strong. I mean, we're 37 minutes in.
Oh my god, damn.
I'm already ready to quit. Holy shit. You wanna do a short one today?
We got maybe like 10 minutes from ads, right?
Yeah.
Because the W ad's hella fucking long.
Yes, it is. But it's genuinely good.
That is still by far the best thing we have ever put out.
It really is.
As an LLC, as a corporation, if you want your ads to pop, visit us at goingbackdoor.com.
Yeah.
Oh, I got us a couple fans while I was in Indy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. God damn it. Did they actually check out the thing? Or oh. Oh, Todd's hurt.
My phone fell right into the ball of my ankle. Okay. Yeah.
No, that's why you had a pussy in that dream.
But one of the guys that made fun of for his phone going off while I was on stage, he took his sticker, said he was going to check it out.
Yeah.
A lady paid for my drinks, which was cool.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then she was definitely 100% autistic.
Wow.
Because I walked up to her after the show, like, I was like, hey, you had no reason to do that, but I thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it. Shook her hand. Like, she just stared at my hand for a second, then looked up and said, it's okay.
Oh.
Wow. Right.
She could have been germaphobic. Might have fucked her whole day up.
Yeah, I could have. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. We got two more people that checked out the shit.
Three more. There was another comedian. He said he was going to, but I think he was a liar. I made fun of him for wearing a mesh shirt.
Well, you want to do plugs? You got anything to plug?
Go to Crackers every Thursday night. We do open mics. That'll be fun. You can get tickets online, or you can just buy them at the door. I don't give a shit. Use cash. Bring cash. They like that. Why are you handing me dirt? What the fuck is going on?
I don't know.
We broke Dalton. He's playing with dirt again. Follow me on Instagram at FuckToddGBD. There's also a Twitter, FuckToddGBD. You can see me going recklessly to battle for stuff I don't care about for my entertainment.
Alrighty, man. Real D-Todd. The Real D-Todd. GBD. Instagram, Twitter, all that shit. Anyway, so let's get the hell out of here. Check out goingbackdoor.com. Check out the Patreon, all that shit.
Anyone still here with us? We do appreciate you, and we do love you.
Hey. Turn in the going back door. This will be the end of the episode. Part where we cut ways. And such. Dalton Todd are extremely gay.